Chapter 3. An Invitation to a Party. All that summer, I heard music coming from Gatsby's house. In his gardens, lots of different young men and women came and went. They swam in his pool and lay on his beach. Every weekend, people drove to his house from New York, so there were always a lot of cars outside. The food and drink at the parties came from New York too. There was also a big orchestra. Many of Gatsby's guests were fashionable and famous. Most of them came without an invitation. They just got into their cars and drove to Long Island. Sometimes people came to Gatsby's parties and did not meet Gatsby at all. They just ate, drank, laughed, danced, and had a good time. One Saturday morning, Gatsby's driver came to my house with an invitation to a little party that Gatsby was having that evening. At 7 p.m, I walked over to Gatsby's house. There were lots of people, but I did not know anybody. I tried to find Gatsby, but nobody knew him. I asked two or three people, but they just looked at me in surprise. So I went and stood by the drinks table in the garden. Suddenly, I saw Jordan Baker. She came out of the house and stood at the top of the steps, looking down into the garden. "Hello," I shouted. I went up the steps to meet her.
"What are you doing here?" she said.
"Of course, you're Gatsby's neighbour."
Two girls in yellow dresses started talking to Jordan. We went and sat down at a table with the two girls and three men. They were talking about Gatsby. Everybody had a different story about him.
"Somebody told me that Gatsby killed a man," said one of the girls.
"I heard that he was a spy," said a man.
We all turned around and looked for Gatsby, but we could not see him. Later, Jordan said quietly to me,
"Let's go and find our host."
We walked around all the different groups of people looking for Gatsby, but he was not there. Then we went into the house and looked in all the rooms, but we could not find him there either. So we came outside again and sat down near the orchestra. It was a beautiful night, and the moon was high in the sky. People were dancing on the lawn, and everybody was having a good time. I was enjoying myself too. A man and a girl were sitting at our table. The man was about my own age. He looked at me.
"I think that I've seen you before," he said. "Were you in the army in the war?"
"Yes," I said.
"So was I," he said. "I've just bought a seaplane. Would you like to come in it with me tomorrow?"
"Yes, please," I said. "This is a very strange party. I haven't seen the host yet. I live over there." I pointed to my house. "This man, Gatsby, sent his driver with an invitation this morning." The man looked at me.
"I'm Gatsby," he said.
"Oh," I said quickly. "I'm sorry, I didn't know."
"I thought that you knew me, old sport," said Gatsby. "I'm afraid that I'm not a very good host.
He smiled at me with a wonderful smile. Just then, a butler came up to us.
"Chicago wants you on the telephone," he said to Gatsby.
Gatsby stood up.
"Excuse me," he said, turning to me. "If you want anything, just ask for it, old sport."
He walked back into the house. I turned to Jordan.
"Who is Gatsby?" I asked. "Where is he from? What does he do?"
"I heard that he went to Oxford University in England," she said. "I don't believe it, but I like his big parties."
I looked up and saw Gatsby standing alone at the top of the steps. Suddenly, Gatsby's butler came up to us again.
"Miss Baker," he said, "Mr. Gatsby would like to speak to you."
"To me?"
asked Jordan in surprise. She got up and followed the butler into the house. I waited, but Jordan did not come back. By now, it was almost 2 a.m. I got up and went inside. There were a lot of people still at the party. A door opened and Jordan came out with Gatsby.
"Gatsby's just told me something very interesting," she said quietly. "But I can't talk about it now. Please come and see me. I'm staying with my aunt, Mrs. Sigourney Howard. You can find her number in the telephone book."
I went to speak to Gatsby. "I'm very sorry," I said. "I didn't know that you were Gatsby."
"It's all right, old sport," he said. "Don't forget that we're going up in my seaplane tomorrow."
Then the butler came and said to Gatsby,
"Philadelphia wants you on the telephone."
"All right," he said. "I'm coming now. Good night, old sport."
"Good night," I said. I was very busy that summer. Every morning, I took the train to New York. I worked hard all day and had dinner in New York in the evening. Then I walked to the station and took the train back to West Egg. I began to like New York. It was an exciting place. I enjoyed walking through the busy streets, and I liked the restaurants, theatres, and shops. Sometimes I met Jordan Baker, and we went to parties together. I liked Jordan, and I enjoyed being with her, but I was not in love with her.